Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
AD, man, like, I hate saying this. I hate saying, like, he didn't achieve what we expected. Like you said, maybe the bar was just too high.
Well, it's not even a bad thing. Like, as I said, he's top 75 player all time.
Right.
That championship, he's got a title.
Never won an MVP. Like, he had, it's not Wemby level hype, but he had, it was up there.
It was the closest you could get for a human being. Wemby's an alien.
That's facts. That's facts.
So for a human being, it was like as high as the hype could get. It was like a little below LeBron. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like it. Yeah,
it was a little below.
When you look at the last 20 some odd years, it's LeBron, it's Wemby, it's Zion, and it's AD.
Yeah,
and you know, we all believe Wemby's on that track. Like, of those four guys, though, LeBron's the only one who not only took the expectation, blew him away.
Yeah.
Like LeBron is the only guy I can ever remember who was hyped up the way that he is. And it was like, nope, y'all were wrong. He's 10 times better than y'all said he was. Still, at 40, he's better than anybody could have ever reasonably expected.
And that's a crazy bar to set, but AD, we didn't do that. Like, we were like, no, AD, pretty good.
Like, that's right. Is Zion the same thing? Zion, yeah. We're still waiting to see exactly what that is.
So, you know, they, AD, like you said, Jesse, I mean, top 75 career, NBA championship.
Maybe he did fulfill his potential, honestly.
The fact is, his numbers go down when he starts playing with LeBron James. Like, his numbers just drop a little bit. But this is a dude who twice averaged 28 points per game. This is a dude who led the league in blocks on three different occasions. He's been a double-digit rebounder for, you know, I don't think people will be happy that it's most of his career. But it, you know, it is most of his career. He's going to average 10-plus on his career. And he could shoot.
Yeah.
Like, he could shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it might
be. Did you know he was a guard and grew, like, 10 feet? Did you know that?
Yeah. Did you know they compare him to Jordan on Bernie Mac's show all the time?
You don't say.
But, yeah, I would say he didn't fulfill it, but he's damn close. He's damn close. Only reason I say he didn't is because, like I said, he was expected to lead a championship team, and he didn't. He, once we realized he's not quite that guy, you know, it's a little bit below where we expected him to be. But he's still one of the greatest players to ever play.
He's very good.
Can't be DeMontis Sabonis, though.
Well, that's not his fault.
What is it? Were we at 9-0?
Or I think it's 11.
Yeah, I think we started. Yeah, I think we started keeping track when it got to 9.
Well, Perk was the one who told
Perk. Well, Perk pointed it out nationally.
When's it, Saturday, the second game of the season. We'll see if the streak continues.
That's it.
In what LA. If he gets a What if he gets an Undertaker like streak? 20.
That's crazy. Like, at what point does it get brought up every game, though? Does it get brought up next Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. It doesn't never stop.
Like,
yeah.
Does someone ask Anthony Davis about it? Like,
oh,
hey,
no, I don't think you do that.
No, someone has. Someone asked Anthony Davis about it. I don't remember if it was one of our people.
Hey, AD, what's up? Yeah, over here. Don't mind somebody kicking your ass for a while. How are you going to counter that?
Like, you literally can't beat this man, like, at all. Like,
oh, man.
It's been years.
It is. Part of the story on that Saturday, second game of the season, it will be part of the story at the very least here in Sacramento, at the very least. And if he were to get the victory, that would be part of the story. Finally beats Domantas Sabonis.
Is that national TV or no?
It's NBA TV.
NBA TV. They'll have a graphic up. ESPN did last year too.
They did.
Germ says Domas going to go 20-0 then lose to Bismack Biyombo. Man. Mark says, let Domas finish his story.
Yeah, man. I'm going to ask you guys now. I'm asking you a question. Does the streak end this year?
Yeah, they can't beat it. They're not going to beat the Lakers four more times. But what would be awesome is if they didn't and, like, Domas missed that game.
Well, I was going to reverse it. What if the Lakers do win a game, but just AD didn't play that day?
That's true, too.
Well, there
that's
you go.
That's a possibility.
I don't think the Lakers sweep, but the streak could keep going.
I'm going to predict the streak continues through the season. And what you guys laid out could be the case. Maybe AD isn't playing that game or whatever, but the streak continues. Now, they play a lot early, so that would be interesting if AD was out that early. Don't they play like all four games before the first of the year?
So basically what the Warriors was last season.
Yeah.
I think it's like three games before the end of December.
Then it carries over into next year, but Domas misses the first two, and now it becomes this 5-year streak of Anthony Davis being unable to beat Domantas Sabonis.
What if Domas just plays into it, and every time he plays the Lakers, that's his rest day, so they can keep saying Anthony Davis has never beat him.
Who was that, Lonzo and De'Aaron?
Yeah.
We're just wrestling this thing up. Like, it's eating at AD so much. He's like, you know what? It's either I beat the streak or I retire. He's Shawn Michaels at this point.
Domas... Anthony Davis accepting the MVP award going, thanks, Mom. And then turns around and goes, you know, Domas, I can beat you. I can beat Domantas Sabonis. Next time Kings Lakers play, I'm putting my career on the line.
Lakers got a chance to play the Kings in the semifinals of the in-season tournament and the Timberwolves throughout the Lakers the round before.
See, there's a boxing reference. You guys won't get this, but Domas pulls a Sugar Ray to Marvin Hagler. There he goes. Everybody wants to know if AD can finally beat me. We'll never find out because I'm not playing tonight. And walks off, and AD just gets pissed.
Next regular season game, Domantas Sabonis talking to Mark Jones like, yeah, you know, it's been a hectic season, but I've lost a lot of games. The thing I've lost and missed the most, I miss my smile.
Talking to Mark Jones.
So
Mark Jones standing at half court.
So Mark, I'm not gonna play tonight. I'm gonna go find my smile. Keep it moving.
Oh man. Yeah, man. That'd be crazy. I think the streak continues this year. Hopefully it's Domas just on a rest day. Hopefully he's not missing no games for real. But
no, hopefully the Kings just keep beating the Lakers.
Well, that'd be great. That would be great. Did you watch the Lakers at all last night?
At least get the one Saturday. I watched a few minutes.
By the time I watched, nobody was minutes. Playing.
Yeah, that's kind of where I flipped over, and I didn't go back to it this morning.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like the Kings. I'm over preseason basketball.
I am too, man. This is not enjoyable whatsoever.
Me and Malik, we're done with preseason basketball.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm over it. Jerry Jones doubled down on his remarks about firing radio show hosts yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He told Diana Rossini in The Athletic that fans can grill him about his record, but the people that he pays can't.
That's crazy.
That's the...
That's crazy. Is that a quote? Is that what he said?
That's legit, what he said. Yeah. That's absolutely... That's bar for bar what he said.
Diana Rossini tweeted it yesterday.
Yeah. He said, the people I pay... cannot criticize me.
That is,
and
that is, wow.
That's partnering with a team. And that's partnering with someone like Jerry Jones. Better keep your words nice and sweet. Oh man, Jerry's been great, just fantastic.
See, I'd be a jerk on the next interview and just give him just the nicest. Oh, Jerry, you guys got your ass beat, you know, 35-2, you know, because you got to. But talk to me about that safety. Like, how did you feel about getting that safety?
Well, no, not just that, Jerry. You beat us 35-2, but tell us about drafting Emmitt Smith. Tell us how well that went. And isn't it true you wanted to draft DeMarcus Ware? Because you're so much sharper than Bill Parcells is, right? I mean, he wanted Marcus Spears. Give me a break. But you wanted DeMarcus Ware. That's good stuff, Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry, you guys are now 3-4. We're not going to talk about the loss. Let's talk about the game you won. Mm. You know, let's talk about that. It was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was. But let's
talk about the game you won.
3 weeks ago on the road.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Jerry. I might get fired.
Also, Jerry, there were 50,000 terrible towels in the.
Who do they play this week? Are they on a bye or they might
they're
be
on a bye? They're on a bye.
Oh, are they really?
Yes. Yeah, no, you know how I know that? Because everybody that plays the Niners from here on out is coming off a bye. That's just the rule.
Oh, it's the Niners that's the week after. Okay. Ain't got to get all worked up about it.
Boy, oh boy. Conspiring. I had some Niner thoughts, too, as I was driving in.
Oh.
It's a big game this week. Yeah, I don't look at it. I don't look at it the same way everybody else does, but a lot of people.
What's that mean?
Like, you know, I'm listening to the Butch and, you know, Bonte. And like, it's a big game. It's a big game, man. This is like Niners Cowboys back in the. I was like, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I understand why you feel that way, but I don't see it that way. This is not a make or break game.
The Butch is pretty wild. Calling that a new name of the show, The Butch. I was listening to The Butch on the way in. All right. Yeah, I think I'm a little bit more with you than I am with Butch and Bonte. I do think it's a big game, though.
I'm looking at
There's a couple of big games this weekend.
There are. I'm looking at the 49ers right now as... Get to the bye week and get your legs under you. And the bye week, after the bye week, their season really starts. I'm not saying I want them or I'm okay with them losing the next two games or something like that to go to 3-5. Like that'd be all bad. Mm-hmm. But
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Even if they, you know, split 4-4, you go to the bye. Because I think the malaise, the post-Super Bowl malaise, is starting to go away, and they're starting to get into the groove of, all right, this is a whole new season. Let's play, you know, football. Mm-hmm. I think that's starting to go away. And if you can get to that bye week, which after the bye week, I feel like the malaise will be gone. At 4-4, at least, I'll take my chances with this team. I will take my chances that they can just get to the bye at 500.
Well, let's come back. We'll talk more about these big games in the NFL this week. We've got power rankings coming up. You said you had some 49ers thoughts.
Yeah, some 49ers thoughts. And I just got a question, an NFL question. I don't think I'm understanding.
Okay.
I don't think I'm understanding this thing.
We'll help Kenny out when Dilo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I saw your boy admitted that was their strategy, Oregon coach.
That was actually pretty smart.
Well, they're changing that rule now.
Yeah, they said we're not going to wait for the end of the season with this one because that's actually pretty smart. I was telling you yesterday, I don't know what it was yesterday. I think it might have been a top 25 show for college football, like unveiling.
Oh,
I don't know because I don't think it was the
FM show.
Yeah, I don't think it was the official college football thing.
That was way too early.
No, they were going off like the top 25 poll and putting that together that way. I think.
Did you see the predictor?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's gonna be fire! I can't wait.
I had my reservations about the playoffs, but the predictor for that first round is crazy. They had like Boise State, Penn State, LSU, Alabama. There's a game I'm missing that was crazy.
Ohio State had a good matchup too, I think.
Yeah, Ohio State is taking on, I can't remember, but it's something ridiculous. The only thing that's off a little bit, and hell, this is just what it is this year. I shouldn't even say it's off, but Iowa State has the bye because they are, if it ended today, they'd be the Big 12 champion.
Sure.
So they get the bye, but.
That was one of those things too I saw. I was like, you can hang out, but you're not really supposed to be here.
Yeah. But and then the thing about those first round sites is they're all on campus. So that's going to be dope. Yeah. That is going to be real dope. So, and I was looking, they have the schedule, the layout of that first round. It's like a Friday night, then I think 3 games Saturday and 1 on Sunday or something like that. That weekend's going to be crazy. Crazy.
Download the Odyssey app if you haven't yet and leave us a voicemail. Leave us a voicemail to tell us you love us, or more importantly, if you want tickets to Golden Sky, which is going on this weekend. Discovery Park does an amazing job of going from one massive event to another, with Aftershock being last weekend and Golden Sky being this weekend. Shaboozy is going to be there. Y'all King's going to be there. Keith Urban, Luke Bryant, the biggest stars in country music. They roll through to Golden Sky. They don't go to any other country music festivals in Sacramento. They go to Golden Sky. That's can get tickets just by hitting up the Odyssey app and leaving us a voicemail telling us you want tickets to Golden Sky. It really is that simple. There's a feature where you just press the microphone, leave us a voicemail. Brandon left 47 of them here at the end of the Insiders. We got all of them. Zabo left some after the game. We're going to try to run here on the show. Some guy named KC left a voicemail.
Definitely got to hear what that guy got to say.
That we're going to run as well. But you can leave a voicemail. Tell us that you want tickets. Leave us your name. Leave us your email. And you can win tickets to see Golden Sky. Also, coming up on Friday, Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call over on 106.5 The End. They're going to be at Roosters on the River giving away tickets from 11 to 1 o'clock every 10 minutes. From 11 to 1 o'clock every 10 minutes, the Wake Up Call is going to be giving away tickets to Golden Sky. That's Friday, Roosters on the River, beginning at 11 o'clock. Make sure you are out there with our crew. Katie's going to join us tomorrow. She's got some thoughts on starting five that she cannot wait to share. And then we'll check in with her and Gavin out at Roosters on the River coming up on Friday. Also, Kyle Mattson will be with us tomorrow. He'll be with us a day early to talk 49ers football, which you have some thoughts on.
Yeah, man. By the way,
Ricky Pearsall, full participant at practice.
I'm interested to see what happens with that. Like, is he?
He might go.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Number one, I'd be surprised because I don't know where they'd get him in play-wise, right? Like, you got Juwan Jennings, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel. One of those three, if not all three, should be on the field for every snap. But maybe you get some four wide sets, and instead of Ronnie Bell, instead of Chris Conley, maybe Ricky Pearsall gets out there. And I thought it was just kind of, I don't want to say window dressing, but I'll use that word, window dressing with him practicing. I didn't think it was going to lead to him getting in the lineup, getting in the game, but they're proceeding as if he may do that. So that would be interesting. The thing I was thinking about with that game is it is a Super Bowl rematch. It is the 49ers and Chiefs, and the Chiefs have gotten the better of the 49ers. It's not even the last two Super Bowls, but like the last four or five times they've played. Since Patrick Mahomes has not lost to the 49ers. I know that much.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's four games. I think it's four games, including the Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. It's four games. I don't look at this as a big revenge game. I don't look at this as something that if you lose, it's... you're just stuck. You're just never going to get past the Chiefs or anything like that. I don't look at this game like that. I do see it as it's something that can catapult you, though. Like, if you were able to get that win, you were able to give them their first loss and beat the Chiefs. I know Fred Warner talked about it yesterday. There was a clip of him just saying, man, I've never beaten these guys. Mm. You know, and it's really important for us to finally win. It could be something that catapults you. But say you lose this game. Like I said, number one, it's not an indictment on who you are as a team because you're not whole right now. You know, you're still trying to work some things out as a team, roster-wise, getting people back from injury. And also, my outlook on it, like I said in the last segment, is just get to the break, get to the bye week, which is 2 weeks away. And if you can do that at 500, then the season starts for the 49ers. They already are a team that traditionally under Kyle Shanahan gets better later in the season when they start to get more comfortable with their identity, who they are, and everything like that. But you add the fact that you might get Christian McCaffrey back, you might get Ricky Pearsall, you might get Dre Greenlaw. There's people that potentially are coming back for this team that could add to the depth, that add to the talent. I talked about just the malaise of losing the Super Bowl. I always felt I didn't think they'd be 3-3. I thought they'd be able to work past that and get some wins against the Cardinals, against the Rams, and things like that. But I always thought it's just going to feel weird the first 4 or 5 weeks trying to jumpstart your season.
Mm-hmm.
You get past all that, and the season is going to start after the bye. So just keep your head above water, and I think you're going to see the real 49ers in the second half of the season.
So you think it's gonna? I don't want to say balance out a little bit. That's the wrong way of phrasing it. But you think it's gonna amp up? Maybe is a better way of putting it for the San Francisco 49ers.
Amp up. They'll get more in a comfort zone. Like I said, it's hard to explain because I remember seeing it just a little bit when they lost the Super Bowl to the Ravens. The next year they came back. Remember, they won that great game against Green Bay to start the season. Capitals were like 4:30 or something like that. And it just was like, you're just kind of sleepwalking. That's one thing that does happen. We didn't see that last year with the Eagles. Although the Eagles were winning games, but they weren't playing particularly great. You just kind of sleepwalk the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, it feels like, after losing a Super Bowl. And I needed them to get through that. I hoped they would get through that at 4-1 or something like that. They blew some games. They weren't able to do it. But they'll get more, I don't know if locked in is the word, but you'll feel more a part of this season as opposed to coming off of last season, if that makes any sense. Like the first few weeks is like, we're coming off a Super Bowl loss. At 5-6 weeks, you're in a completely new season now. Like, you're not even thinking about coming off a Super Bowl loss. You're in the 2024 season. And I think that happens for a team like that as the season goes along.
So I hear you, and you're far more in tune with this team than I am. One thing that I feared entering the year is what we're seeing right now, but might continue, maybe not to this degree, throughout most of the season. Mm. It doesn't affect the way I feel about them in the postseason. It just kind of affects the way, like there were times last year, I don't think I'm remembering this wrong. I think there were most of the time last year, people were like, Kansas City's not very good. Mm. Kansas City, mm-hmm. they've got shortcomings for the first time. Like, they're missing Tyreek Hill. Oh, they've had moments. They have big, oh, like, fine. Oh, they just don't look very dominant. Mm-hmm. How did that go? It went just fine, yeah. Right? It went just fine for them. I wondered entering the season if that was what the San Francisco 49ers were going to face, where they don't look as impressive as they did last year.
Right.
They don't look dominant. They don't look like, oh, my God, this is the best team, blah, 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 blah. But in the end, once you get to January and you're fighting for that spot in February, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I hate the switch, they flip the switch or they turn it up. Like, I don't think any of that happens. Maybe execution becomes sharper. Maybe they get better as, like, you've got them getting better after the bye week, or your idea is they get better after the bye week. My thought, maybe they get stronger as the season comes to, like, a full-on conclusion, where because they're not that dominant team, where I think they were able to take essentially the final 2 weeks of last year off. Mm-hmm. The final two
or 3 weeks.
That's probably not the case, right? That's probably not going to be the case this year. So you still got to win games, whether you're fighting for a home playoff game or you're fighting for something. Mm-hmm. That maybe that's where they start to execute, and still in the end you have a 11-6 season or something along those lines, where you don't feel like they were as dominant as they were last year. But once the playoffs get here, you see what we saw from the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's like, yeah, none of that really matters because they're executing when it matters the most.
Yeah, I agree. And have you ever heard, Kyle has the numbers, but like, he's talked about it a number of times. We talked about it on like one of the handoffs, but the 49ers October record under Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, Kyle mentioned it. I don't remember what the number was.
It's like under 500. It's not very good. And then, like, you compare that to the November-December record, which is, I may be exaggerating a little bit, but it's like 20 games over 500. Mm-hmm. In November and December. Like, they are dominant once they get to that part of the season. And, yeah, I don't know if it's the same team, because I'm with you. I never expected them to dominate this year the way they did last year. But I do, I see them eventually being a team that goes on a playoff run similar to what they did in 2021, where they got in on the last day of the season. I don't think it'll be that dramatic this year, but they got into the playoffs last game of the season against the Rams. And then they had to go on the road. They had to go to Dallas. They had to go to Green Bay. And then eventually had to go to the Rams. Lost in the NFC Championship game. But I see them winning a couple of road games in the playoffs, maybe one road game, because if they win a division, they'll play wild card at home, then they got to go on the road somewhere. I see them winning that game, and then I don't know what's going to happen in the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the type of season that it's going to be for this team. I don't think they'll be a one or two seed this year.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you on that.
But they'll still be a contender. They'll still be one of the top teams.
Yeah.
I just don't see one or two seed happening for these guys.
Completely understand. Chiefs at 49ers is one of the big games this week. Ravens at Bucks. Lions at Vikings. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Packers at Texans. Let's knock out the power rankings, because you had a question. You said you think there's something going on that you don't understand, and we are here to help. But let's do this first.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
All right, let's get in here. City lights. Power rankings.
Speaking of power, have you seen the pictures that circulated? They're just always out there. But of Ghost and Tasha with little Tariq, like when the show first started, it's like no way we've been watching the show.
Oh, I know. Long. That's crazy. Yeah.
He looked like, I think he was like 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a trip.
That show was on for a while. Show was on for a while. Week 6 power rankings here. I'll start us off. Last week I had the Chiefs at number 1, the Vikings at number 2, Texans, Commanders, with the Ravens at number 5. Some changes, nothing drastic. I still have the San Francisco 49ers opponent this week at number 1. Kansas City Chiefs still have the Minnesota Vikings, who have a huge game against the Detroit Lions this week, at number 2. I moved the Ravens up to number 3. It's a razor-thin margin between these teams, but the Ravens have my attention right now.
Okay.
I moved them up to 3. I got the Texans at 4. Texans aren't bad. They haven't gotten worse. Nothing along those lines. That's just some love for the Ravens.
Yeah.
And then I got to respect Detroit. I got Detroit at number 5.
Okay.
With the football team coming off the loss as the first team out.
Wow.
So the football team is the first team out. There were a lot of things that I looked at here, including my boy Baker.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Including your Atlanta Falcons.
Mm.
Like, I couldn't put the Bucks in knowing the Falcons just beat the Bucks 2 weeks ago. That was a little difficult.
Yeah.
So I thought you both lost. And I'm putting in the Lions. I have the Lions at 5. The Commanders, the football team, the Washington, they're right there, ready to make their way back into the power rankings. But the Lions at 5, Texans at 4, Ravens move up to number 3, Vikings stay at number 2, Chiefs remain the number 1 team in the power rankings.
Okay. All right. My power rankings last week, Chiefs 1, Vikings 2, Ravens 3, Texans 4, football team 5. Everything's the same except for 5. I still got Chiefs 1, I got Vikings 2, Ravens 3, Texans 4. But I went with the Bucks at 5.
I like it.
I went with the Bucks at 5. I got the Lions as my first team out.
Why not the Falcons?
I know they played. I know the Falcons beat them. I just think the Bucks and the Lions are better than the Falcons. I just think they're a better team. Sometimes you got to pay respect, you know, to a record and say, you know, like we used to with the Steelers. Even though we didn't think they were that good, they were undefeated, so they had to be up there.
Yeah.
But sometimes the record, you look at the record, and I'm like, I still think this team is better. Like, I still think they're a better team than this team. And that's what I feel about the Bucks. I think they're a little better than the Lions. And I think both of those teams are a little better than the Falcons, but it's really close.
I like that. Yeah. These teams are really close, and I kind of saw things your way by moving the Ravens up here to number 3. Is it any of those teams that you're confused about?
No, it's a player. And I just got to ask the question, because I don't know. Maybe I'm just not seeing it right, but am I missing something with Jordan Love?
What do you mean? Expand
people
a little bit.
Love this guy
and
think
intended.
He's great. No pun intended at all. But I think he's great, and I think he's good. So let me tell you what's fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's where I was going.
So I was on Twitter.
Shocker.
And CBS, I guess they do a weekly quarterback ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I saw this wasn't even about Jordan Love. It was Brock Purdy is at 3 on CBS's weekly quarterback ranking. It's Lamar.
Oh, weekly. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
According to some guy named Cody Benjamin.
Yeah, that's fine. Who was number 1?
Lamar.
Yeah. This can be a discussion for Friday. This could be... Is Lamar the MVP front runner?
Might be. They might be. They've won 4 games.
What are y'all going to say? Like, what are the rich from anywhere is going to say?
They're going to talk about the playoffs.
Okay.
He has to win a Super Bowl. He has to lose.
So the only player in history who's had to win a Super Bowl, because no one cares that Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. Brett Favre has ended more NFC championships on an interception than any quarterback in history. But no, it's fine. It's fine. I guess Lamar's got to win a Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers is like the one seed every year and will lose in the playoffs, usually in the first game after the bye.
Well, he didn't get any help. I don't know.
The defense. The defense
wasn't very good. Yeah.
But Lamar's one. Joe Burrow's two. That's a little interesting.
The Bengals quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, it's a weekly ranking. He might have played well.
He's played well in the last. He's played all well right. since the.
Is it
Monday
literally
night
a
game,
week to week ranking? Like it doesn't impact. Like there's nothing from the rest of the season.
These are the questions that I have.
Okay.
Like I said Brock is three.
So Brock is three.
Josh Allen is four. Baker's five. Jaden is six.
Okay.
C.J. Stroud is seven. And number eight is Jordan Love.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't put him at number eight. Goff is nine. Sam Darnold is 10.
Well, he threw. Maybe it's not understanding. He did throw for four touchdowns.
Yeah,
last week.
And like I said, that was his first game completing over 60% of his passes all year. Like it's not a daily fantasy ranking. Like
okay, see, so
kind
I guess
of
that's...
what you did over the season has to play a factor. I would think.
Well, I don't know. It's not my rankings.
That's the case. Put C.J. Spencer Rattler in there. Didn't he throw for a lot of yards?
Well, I don't know. Where's Spencer Rattler on the ratings?
Not on here. But Jordan Love is a good quarterback. It goes back into the whole beginning of this year and the Packers build up and the hype and all this. And Jordan Love, it goes back. You see what he did against Dallas, and he almost went into San Francisco and won, and he actually didn't play very well at all against the 49ers. And yeah, I guess I'm in the minority.
Jordan Love did throw like 32 touchdowns last year.
He's a good quarterback. I don't think I will put him as top 10. Like I'll tell you right now, I don't think he's better than Jaden Daniels.
Well, I'm trying to like take that ranking out of it because I'm confused as to what the rankings even are or mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. On that, like, I don't think he's better than Jaden or CJ. And I don't even think you said CJ's name in that.
He's seven. He's right. Jordan.
Okay.
I mean, like right now, he's two spots ahead of Sam Darnold. I don't think he's had a better season than Sam Darnold.
Okay.
And Sam Darnold's team beat him when they went up against him. And he went into his house and beat him. And like I said, Jordan Love, good ball player, but he... Yeah, the Sunday was the first time he completed over 60% of his passes.
You think Darnold's better than Jordan Love, though?
If we're doing weekly power rankings, I'd have him ahead of him. In general, no. But I also Mahomes ain't on here. I think Patrick Mahomes is better than Jordan Love.
What do you mean Patrick Mahomes isn't on there?
He's not on this list. He's not top 10.
Wait, that's just week to week then?
So that's literally week to week. They're going. This is dumb. Let's just do that. Where did you say this was from?
It's CBS.
This is stupid. We're just rating quarterbacks by like who had the best game on Sunday or Monday.
Maybe that's what he's doing. I was trying to give him the benefit of doubt and say no, but that's
say?
What
Baker,
it looks like.
Baker was four. Baker threw three five. Interceptions.
Yeah, Baker
threw
five.
Four touchdowns and three
these
interceptions.
Rankings is,
that's my guy.
Right.
Yeah, but what are we doing?
Yeah, these rankings. Let's get some real rankings then, and we'll talk about it after that.
We're about to revoke your internet.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
Casey's mad because Jordan Love was named the seventh best quarterback on October 16th.
Yeah, we're about to take. We're about to revoke your internet privileges creed.
Now, I will say this. If you want to, if the guy Cody Benjamin was on here and was like, no, this is for the whole season. It's not week to week.
Well then,
the argument. Like Patrick hasn't been great this year. Like he's been good. I'd have him in my top 10.
You're going to put out a list saying that Patrick Mahomes isn't a top 10 quarterback in the NFL this year.
I'm not. But
Benjamin is your boy. It feels like it.
Patrick Mahomes has been, and maybe he set the bar too high for himself. But
six touchdowns and six interceptions is wild.
Yeah, like he hasn't been great.
The best
but
quarterback.
I still have him on here.
Best quarterback, where's number eight in Baltimore, I think. I think he's been the best quarterback all year.
Cody got that right.
It's the MVP of the league right now.
Cody got that right. But, yeah. So, like, just in general, though, like, I wouldn't have any list where Jordan Love is ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Even right now,
with those numbers. That's absurd.
Even if you're saying we just talking about this year. No. Okay, no. No, we're not. I know Patrick Mahomes hadn't been great so far this year. I understand that. But no. Patrick Mahomes, he ain't going no lower than five.
No.
He Patrick Mahomes.
It's ridiculous. It was dumb. They got the Lamar part right, but everything kind of falls apart after that.
No, Brock.
Well, Brock, that's fine. Fine, Brock at number three.
Brock Baker. Baker, top five.
Yeah. That's my guy.
Baker. CJ probably should be ahead of Baker.
Jaden should probably be ahead of all of them. Has this preseason affected how you feel about the Sacramento Kings? We'll talk about that. James Hamm joins us also at the top of the hour. Dylan and Casey continue. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bow, 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 bow.
Then you get your stuff off. I know that's your jam. trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Head over there. Sign up for your free nutritionist consultation. You don't have to wait to the start of the year to get your health and fitness in order. You can use the free macro calculator that they got right there. You can click on the link to take you to MapTrition, get you the protein powders and the strength enhancers and the fat burners and all of that good stuff. Again, just go to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. I use all of this stuff. I promise you it works. And Greg is an amazing resource for us and that whole crew. That fitness center, especially the one in Granite Bay, is absolutely awesome. We don't talk nearly enough about the fitness center, but it's a great spot that I plan on getting a workout in over the weekend. Casey and I got a pretty hectic weekend,
yeah.
But I'm going to make sure I spend a few minutes over there at Map Training getting my work in.
Hey, two side notes that I just they don't even need a lot of discussion, but did you see Atlanta got the 2028 Super Bowl?
I did.
Mm-hmm. So the Super Bowl lineup this year, New Orleans, the next Super Bowl is San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. They could kind of just keep that on a rotating loop right there. Like, and look, I'm...
Give it to me one more time again. Atlanta, San Francisco.
New Orleans, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Atlanta.
No more Arizona?
I was just... So, no shade.
Just asking.
No, look.
Just
asking. No, look. No shade.
Mm-hmm.
You could swap out San Francisco and put Arizona in there and throw Vegas in that mix too.
Oh, yeah,
and boom, that's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Vegas, Arizona, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New Orleans. Yeah. And the thing, Atlanta's dope, but don't they have like ice storms down there around that time? So maybe they might not always be in the rotation.
Yeah.
They might not always be there.
We'll see.
Yeah, but they listed some of the things going on with Atlanta. It's crazy. Like in the next 2 or 3 years, they got the All-Star game, they got the College Football National Championship game, they got the World Cup. They got the Super Bowl and they got the men's Final Four.
Damn.
It's going up.
They don't have the California Classic, though,
that's
baby.
That's where they slipping.
They don't have the California Classic.
Yeah, man.
They don't have LL Cool J at the venue.
You LL see that? Cool J at the venue?
Yeah, January 18th. Saturday night, January 18th, LL Cool J is at the venue.
We got to talk to
him. We've already have. We're working
man,
on
come
it.
Come on, man.
We're working on it. We already have.
LL Cool J is hard as hell.
Calls have been made. Yeah. Calls have been made.
What'd you say, January 18th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saturday night, January 18th, LL Cool J at the venue.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, man. LL. I ain't never seen LL.
That's just hours and hours of hits.
Yeah. I ain't never seen LL. I gotta, man.
Seen LL twice, including at the dental office.
Mm. Then you're trying to make some moves. I see him. I see the venue making moves out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Snoop at the end of the year. Snoop will be like 3 weeks before that.
Yeah.
Right. Jodeci in March.
Now that's when we got to be. Come on, man. I'm going to be like Martin on that episode.
Keep adding shows. Like the LL came out of nowhere. Mariah really came out of nowhere.
Mariah's like tomorrow.
Right, pretty much.
But Jodeci come to town, I'll be like that episode of Martin when he just hopped on and started singing with Casey. Mm-hmm. That's going to be me.
Just tell everybody you're KC.
Right.
Get in there.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, that you did that on the other station, but you said, was there one more thing you wanted to?
There was, but I actually forgot it. It wasn't a big deal. It was just more of a, oh, that's what
getting
it was.
Getting old, first thing to go.
did you see that they said the Tropicana Dome roof wouldn't be ready for baseball?
I didn't, but that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, so they're like
that thing was shredded.
Yeah, so they're like trying to figure out like what they're going to do.
Mm.
If they're going to still play there, they're going to move somewhere, they're just going to do it with an open roof. I mean, it's one thing to kind of do it with open, but they got to work on that roof. Like, you can't just, oh, we'll play with
how
the roof open.
And how do you do that?
I don't know.
I know I'm not. I know that much.
Hell no. So, yeah, they were like, yeah, no, this is not just going to be ready opening day. So,
The wake-up call was talking this morning about jobs that you wouldn't do no matter how much it paid you.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that on the top of my list.
Not interested.
Being suspended from something, trying to fix the roof of a stadium. Good, bro.
I thought about that when I went to the 49ers game, right? Like, because we're sitting up there and they got the big, the tower where all the suites are and everything else like that. On top of that is like retired numbers. If they win a Super Bowl, they'll put one Super Bowl, LV, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they want to win a Super Bowl this year, like, somebody's going to have to go up there and paint that. No. What? No. I'm not interested.
John Bull says, I saw someone fixing something at the top of an electric windmill on the cone.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
I barely want to fix a light in this office.
Nervous at Justin those lights standing on the
yeah. I'm cool. And then the other one, like
Dr. David said, a skyscraper window washer.
Oh no,
just out there bunging around.
No,
and like a
window's gonna have to stay dirty.
Mm-mm.
And then on the flip side of it all,
squeegee, get out of here.
On the flip side of it all, what about like where do the people, like the miners, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like being in those
4,000 degrees down there.
And it's just like, you know, the earth is just right next to you. And you're just, nah, bro.
Bro, I'm pretty
That's
sure
a
some
hell
people
of a way of
recently
the earth is right next to you.
Went down there, like those little coal mining experiences or whatever. And like it crashed in on them. They had to get rescued and all that just last week, I think.
There's way too many rescue the coal miner stories.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. No. Oh, no.
All good.
Just gonna stay in Studio One and do my little radio job.
I'm gonna stay with D-Lo and KC, man.
Yeah. We're not built for the outside world,
yeah,
okay?
We are not. We are indoor animals.
Yeah.
We're not.
I like wearing sweaters to work.
We are not built for the wild. We are not at all built for the wild. James Hamm gonna join us here in just a heartbeat. He'll tell us all about Doug McDermott, newest member of the Sacramento Kings, and all of their shooting woes are now a thing in the past. The ceiling is now 58 victories. But in all seriousness, before James joins us, we'll ask him the same question. Has this preseason affected how you feel about this team?
For me personally, no. I think one thing that might have happened is that first preseason game, the first half of the preseason, might have been a little bit of fool's gold with how easy they were able to score on the offensive end. DeMar DeRozan, De'Aaron Fox. Like, it was very, very easy for that. Even Malik Monk was playing good in that first half. And we just maybe looked at it. I'll just speak for myself. I looked at it as, oh, this is just what it is. Not remembering that, remember everybody said, like a month before the preseason start, it's going to take some time for them to gel on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to need some time. These are guys that are going to have to figure out their roles, get a feel. Me, I said it. James Hamm said it. You said it. It might take about 12, 15 games offensively for them to feel comfortable with each other. But we saw what happened in that first half of the first game,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, oh, this is easy. Mm-hmm. And then when it didn't happen, why isn't it happening? Like, it should just be happening. Mm-hmm. Like, well, no, let's not forget what we talked about. So that's one of the reasons why it hasn't changed my outlook on what this team could be, because I had to reel myself in and say, no, remember, you said it might take a little while for them to feel good with each other out there on the offensive end. And like I talked about earlier, they're still looking for the perfect family harmony.
Mm.
Shout out Trolls.
Yeah, none of these issues are new, I feel. Like, before they signed DeMar, they couldn't defend the three last season. It's like, they can't defend it now. That's something they should have to figure out during the season. Like, it's not like, oh, they can't do it in the preseason. They're like,
well, that's,
I feel like that's something we've, like, your expectations, that should have been factored in or whatever. Like,
well, that's one of the funny things about it is they didn't sign DeMar DeRozan to defend the three.
Exactly. Like, nothing is new here.
Kenny's like, why are we surprised if they can't defend the three?
Kenny's talking about, like, how the offense has to gel. Yeah, we all kind of expected and talked about it. Like, if you're looking at the preseason issues and thinking, yeah, this is going to affect, I guess, my expectations of how many games they could win, I guess, sure, but none of this is new, I feel. So
I have no idea.
It's not concerning at all, honestly.
I have no idea what happens tomorrow, but let's say it's a game similar to last night. If you had just moved the first half of that game against Golden State to Thursday night, how different do you think the idea would be headed into the last, or headed into the to Minnesota? That first game against Minnesota.
Oh,
where it's like, yeah.
Oh, they're ready.
Yeah,
they're
right. Ready. Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. It's still one half. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the plan is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't expect.
I think those guys will play a little bit.
I think so, too. Yeah. But, like if we go with the idea that they play a half, right, and then the rest of the guys get the run. But if we go with the idea the play they play the half and it doesn't go well, if you just switch the two things we saw, where if you had just moved that first half against the Golden State Warriors to the first half of the Los Angeles Clippers, Kings could be 0-5. Oh, but man, right before the season starts, they're cooking.
Yeah.
But now it
locked
was,
in. I don't need to see any more.
Yeah, now, but now it was a week ago.
Right.
And you haven't seen it since. So it's hard to make heads or tails of what exactly we're watching.
Mm-hmm. I had to check myself a little bit last night when I watched them, because me, I didn't think they played that bad. Like, I wouldn't classify as good, but I just thought they kind of played average, and I was looking more so on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also looking at, like, they don't look comfortable out there as an offensive group right now, and I had to, like I said, reel it back in myself and say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is probably what we expected, or we should have expected. What we said we expected before the season is they're going to take some time to kind of gel on the offensive end and kind of get familiar with each other. And because of that first half against the Warriors in the first game, we were like, oh, no, they've already done it. They've been, they were playing in L.A. They were playing in September. So, you know, it's all good. Nah, not exactly. They probably need some time to work together.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com